This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday that negotiations with Republican lawmakers to raise the U.S. government's borrowing limit and set future spending levels are going well, while assuring Americans the country will not default on its obligation to pay its bills. White House budget negotiators continue to talk with representatives of Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to sort out the last details of a deal. But no agreement was announced Thursday as lawmakers began to leave Washington, D.C. ahead of the country's annual Memorial Day weekend. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives is not scheduled to return until Tuesday. That's just 2 days ahead of June 1st, the date that Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the government could run out of cash to pay its bills unless the country's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling is increased. Both the House and Senate need to approve the debt limit increase before the president can sign it into law. A federal judge sentenced the founder of the far-right militant Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, on Thursday. VOA's Diane Roberts has details.
Rhodes was sentenced to 18 years in prison on Thursday for seditious conspiracy and other crimes related to the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. A defiant Rhodes stood before the judge and insisted he was a political prisoner. Rhodes is a former Army paratrooper turned Yale-educated lawyer who founded the far-right Oath Keepers militia. Prosecutors were asking for 25 years in prison. Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has sharply limited the U.S. federal government's authority to police water pollution in certain wetlands. It's the second decision in as many years in which a conservative majority narrowed the reach of environmental regulations. VOA News. Russia is replacing Wagner private military units with regular troops on the outskirts of Bakhmut in Ukraine, but the mercenaries remain inside the devastated city. This, according to Ukraine's defense minister, it appears to partially confirm statements from the group that it has begun leaving the area. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
Russian mercenaries with the Wagner Group organization are withdrawing from the outskirts of the city of Bakhmut to be replaced by regular government soldiers. That's according to Ukraine's defense ministry. It appears to at least partially confirm statements from the group's founder, Yevgeny Prigozhin, that his forces would be leaving the devastated city. The Ukrainian defense ministry says that as of Thursday, the mercenaries remain inside the city. Ukraine's military also says the number of Russian attacks in the area has fallen in recent days. Prigozhin claimed to have completed Russia's capture of the city on Saturday after the longest and bloodiest battle of the war, in which his group played a central role.
Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. A small company devoted to low-cost space launch systems will take part in an upcoming mission to put an uncrewed lander on the moon. As Mike O'Sullivan reports, it's one of the many small companies hoping for a role in a future moon base.
Workers at Scorpius Space Launch Company make a carbon fiber panel for a fuel tank, something like the tank that will take the Nova C IM-1 lander to the moon's surface as early as June of this year. The small Torrance, California-based company is keeping down costs for a scientific venture that will run experiments on the moon, providing a tough, lightweight fuel tank that resists extremely low temperatures. The Nova C lander is designed by a Texas company called Intuitive Machines, and the data it collects will support the International Artemis program led by the U.S. space agency NASA that will return humans to the moon as early as 2025, for the first time since 1972. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
A man was arrested Thursday after his car crashed into the gates of Downing Street in central London, where the British Prime Minister's home and offices are located. No one was injured, and the initial signs don't point to terrorism. Local officers, rather than counter-terrorism detectives, are handling the investigation. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was in his office at the time of the crash. A witness said he heard a bang and looked up and saw loads of police with taser guns shooting at the driver. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.